The hidden irony is in that I'm actually supposed to be developing a 5-day-a-week telenovela for BET based upon the book about a young man and a young woman in the D.C. area whose lives cross paths every day, but because they're afraid to approach one another, they end up leading to these crazy relationships with them and other people.
Welcome to a special primetime edition of Daytime Confidential. Today, Luke and I welcome New York Times best-selling author and publisher-turned-TV producer Zane to talk about her steamy new Cinemax After Dark series, Zane Sex Chronicles. Zane, thank you for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have an opportunity to visit with you, and I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Now, Zane Sex Chronicles is based on your best-selling book of the same name. How did the idea to turn the book into a television series come about?
Well, actually, Cinemax decided that they wanted to do a late-night urban erotic series, and someone brought it to their attention that they may want to take a look at my work. So unbeknownst to me, a bunch of them read the book, and then they decided they wanted to do it, so they contacted me. And the rest is pretty much, you know, history. The show is loosely based on the actual Sex Chronicles stories, but the main storyline is actually loosely based on my real life, in that the main character is someone who's actually portraying me and the way that I originally started, unbeknownst to my family and friends, knowing that I was Zane. I really led a double life for close to 5 years.
Wow, well, that was actually a question we had coming up, but we'll just go straight to
okay.
That. the main character. We're going to ask you about that. The Patience James character also goes by the pseudonym of Zane when she writes her provocative online sex stories. So, wow, that is kind of taken from your own life. You were on the TV show. Patience is a cosmetics exec, but I think I read in real life you were a sales representative when you started out.
Yeah, I decided to make her life a little bit more exciting.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I did. I made her the VP of marketing for Flavor Cosmetics, yes.
There's nothing wrong with a good cosmetics story. Well, Hollywood is turning to successful books such as yours more and more for their TV and movie projects. Do you think we'll see more projects based on proven literary brands in the coming years?
I think it's a wise decision for that to happen because you're taking something that's already sold, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of copies, depending on who the brand is, and you're taking, you know, a risk on turning it into film or television. It's not many things in life are guaranteed, but it puts you a little bit ahead of everything if you do something based on something that's already popular.
Speaking of those type of projects, both the authors of Sex and the City and the Gossip Girl series that were turned into books have kind of spoken out that their works, the TV spinoffs related to their works, were not necessarily what they created in their books. Was it important for you as the executive producer of Zane Sex Chronicles as well as the author to make sure that it honored your initial vision with the book?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was very important to me, which is one reason why I wrote all the scripts.
Okay.
And co-executive produced it. So I was literally on the set every day, and also I wrote the script. So it, particularly with the main character being me, I wanted it to be as true to life as it possibly could be. Of course, it's, you know, fictitious to many, many degrees, but the Patience James character really is me. And it's funny because I have two assistants, and they always laugh at the show because that's the way that I really... You know, access to how serious I really am at work, that's the way I am with my friends, and all that kind of stuff. So it was very important to me that the show particularly was going to have the main character named Zane, that it was really, you know, as true to form as possible.
So we're to believe then if a coworker tries to start messing you up at work, you don't take any prisoners, huh?
That's very true.
All right, now, about some of the other characters, are they also based on people from your real-life experiences or more drawn from the book?
Yes and no. I wanted to, when I sat down to draw out the characters, I wanted to do 5 women that were very distinctly different, but yet got along really, really well. They are based loosely on some people that I know, but almost like a combination, not anyone in particular. Like the Mara Cruz character, for example, who is still sleeping with her ex-husband despite the fact that she divorced him because he was cheating on her. I know a lot of women, and I had a friend who got married very young and had never been with anybody else other than her husband. You know, and when they got divorced, she really, I remember a conversation she and I had, she had no idea how to go out and date. You know, so while the Mark Cruz character is unique, it is kind of like that person. I remember their conversation so well. You know, how she was in a position where she was in her, actually, they were married, she was in her 40s, and never dated anybody else for her ex-husband, ever.
Wow.
So each character, you know, is a different thing. And she ended up eventually learning how to date and getting remarried, but I remember it was a very, very difficult time for her. She had no clue how to do that.
What it sounds like, she's one of the women that, you know, quote unquote, did it by the rules, and, you know, and then the rules changed on her, so she had to figure out a new plan. And you're definitely right, that, you know, empowering spirit in your women in this project. So,
thank you.
Several storylines from the Zane Sex Chronicles continue from one episode to the next, with each containing a steamy fantasy segment tied to one of the main characters' sexual dilemmas. Do you see this series becoming more serialized as it goes on, or will the episodes be more self-contained?
I would think it would be more serialized. I mean, it'd be about the same that it is, but it definitely will be an A and a B storyline. It will definitely continue that way. I wanted to add that there's some episodes...
Okay.
Where the erotic vignettes based on the short stories are longer than in other episodes, but it's all balanced out. Unlike the episodes that just came on episode 9, there was more concentration on the A storyline because I needed to clean up a lot of things. Not clean up a lot of things, but explain a lot to happen in the episode before then. So it really depends.
That makes sense.
One of the things I like about the series is that it shows, you mentioned before, the close friendships between very different women from different races, different walks of life. Was it very important for you that the show be diverse?
Yes, it was. Because my, first of all, life is diverse, and secondly, my readership is really diverse. And I also have always believed in promoting the fact that passion and sensuality are universal, which is why I've done the caramel flavor books, which are Latino-based erotica, and I just recently did Asian Spice, which is Asian-based erotica. So I believe that, you know, everything, you know, certain things are worldwide. And love and relationships and sex are worldwide things.
I think the caramel flavor was the first one of your collections that I picked up. One of my cousins had been telling me that I had to read your books, and I picked it up, you know, thinking it was just any typical, you know, novel. And I remember I was in Barnes & Noble, and I called her immediately because I was like, I started looking around like, can people see what I'm reading? This is so hot. You know, it was like, it was something I'd never seen in reading in, you know, not just black fiction, but I mean, it was very, very groundbreaking. I mean, you went there.
Oh, thank you. So,
definitely.
Speaking of diversity, a lot of the talk has been made about the election of Barack Obama and how this might bring about a positive change in terms of diversity in television. Do you think we will see more projects like the Zane Sex Chronicles being greenlit as a side effect of America electing their first black president?
My knee-jerk reaction is to say I hope so. I don't really know how much it's going to affect, you know, television and film. I hope that it will. I mean, of course, because I just believe that there's, A, so many talented people out here who of all different cultures who are not working and in the industry. And I do think that there's a lot of room for growth when it comes to African-American films and television series.
Now, well, speaking of more television projects, according to Internet Movie Database, in addition to a couple of movies that you have in pre-production, one of your other best-selling books, Addicted, is in development at BET. What can you tell us about that project?
Well, actually, Addicted is going to be a full feature theatrical release.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a theatrical release. What I can tell you is that it was already scheduled to shoot. We're running late. and that it definitely will shoot in 2009. We already have a script and everything, and we already have a director attached, Peter Medic, and we're really, really excited about the project, and I'm definitely excited about it.
Oh, no, that will come across great on the big screen, I bet.
But you're not going to be in that. I'm actually supposed to be developing a 5-day-a-week telenovela for BET. That's actually based on my book, Afterburn.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Well, it's scheduled to be a 1-hour-a-day, 5-day-a-week series, ongoing series, based upon the book about a young man and a young woman in the D.C. area whose lives cross paths every day, but because they're afraid to approach one another, they end up getting into these crazy relationships and stuff with other people. And then they decide to finally, one of them one day decides to finally make a move. And they get together, and then it's a whole other set of issues. The show, the book itself is really about how people waste so much time in life making assumptions and then allowing other people to interfere, in their lives. It's a kind of unique concept.
A lot of people are talking about the whole, our site, we're primarily a daytime site, but we're sort of branching into primetime a bit. And, one thing, the daytime side of serialized drama is, in a little bit of trouble, but we're seeing all over the world that telenovelas are booming and that the market is really there. So, I mean, who knows if this project goes off, you could save soap operas.
Oh, that would be great to be known as the person who did that.
Well, in addition to your books and the television series, you're also a publisher with your own imprint, Stribor Books, from Simon & Schuster. Did you ever think sharing your erotic short stories with a couple of friends would lead to a one-woman media empire?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I could never have attained this picture if I tried. It's been a wonderful journey, and it's definitely a blessing. And it's very exciting. In many ways, what I do as a publisher is the greatest reward, because with that, it gives me the ability to make other people's dreams come true and to have the opportunity to make sure that there is that diversity in books out there on the shelves and not just a certain type of genre or a certain culture. So that's very exciting to me to be able to publish. I publish between 36 to 60 books a year.
So wow. We're
a big slate, and it's a wonderful thing.
That is amazing. That really is. And you were actually one of the premier web pioneers in terms of starting your brand online and with your website, Erotic Noir. And I have to tell you how I really came to know you and enjoy you is from your MySpace, to your blog, where you do the question and answers about so many topical things, whether it be, whatever's going on in literature or the world. Since you are so connected, and I know you have a show on Blog Talk Radio also, right?
Yes, I haven't done it in a while. I actually need to start that back up, but yes.
Okay, but
I'm planning on doing my own, and that's my next step, actually, is doing an internet radio station, one of my next steps.
Since you are so connected to your fan base and have been, and that's been largely a part of your success, what's some of the feedback that you've been hearing about Zane Sex Chronicles, the TV series?
Oh, people love it. Everybody wants more. My young lady started a petition to make the show an hour instead of a half an hour. Everybody has truly loved the show. I feel great about the fact that I've accomplished what I set out to accomplish. People are really drawn into the characters. They really want to know what's going to happen to them next. And that was something that was very important to me, because my books are always, I'm a character writer. I create the characters first, and the story kind of plays itself out. But the characters to me, and making sure that people care about the people, so that what they do and what happens to them is important. And I was able to do that, bridge my way from doing that in books to doing it in television. And that truly, truly has been a great thing for me.
I never thought, I was just, when I was watching the other day, it hit me, because, being a little boy, watching the Cinemaxes and the Showtimes when his grandma was gone to bed and not supposed to, I never saw black people doing what black people do in the bedroom, or even really Latino people. And so it's just, you know, that is definitely a testament of how far we've come that, you know, that there is a show like this that basically celebrates all types of passion and sexual expression. So you're definitely making your mark on the world.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. And like, my blog on MySpace, for example, all of those advice questions that they answer, they are not all from African American women.
Right.
And so I do, get emails and have been answering advice mails now for over 10 years from women around the world. And so I know that and the issues are common. And they're
Oh,
very
yeah.
common issues that are going on with people, around the world, not just around this country.
And that's always a good barometer of success is when, you know, of course they call it quote unquote crossing over, but it's basically like, you know, I'll never forget when Terry McMillan was on Oprah and, you know, there were all so many white women that loved the book and the movie Waiting to Exhale. It's like it's not even really about crossing over. I mean, it's like it's just showing once again that love is universal and life is universal, and I commend you
Absolutely.
so much for bringing that out there. So,
Oh, thank you.
well, Zane, we know you're a busy woman, so we don't want to keep you too long tonight. Thank you so much for taking your time out to visit with us, and we want to encourage our listeners and readers to check out Zane's Sex Chronicles every Friday at midnight Eastern Time on Cinemax, or you can catch the episodes at Cinemax On Demand. For more information on Zane, you can visit her website, which is www.eroticanoir, which is eroticanoir.com, or you can catch her at zaneoncinemax.com, or we will also be putting up her MySpace link, which is MySpace/ZaneLand. We'll put all of this on the blog for you guys, though. But again, Zane, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.